If you would, turn in your Bibles to 3 John. 3 John, if you don't know where 3 John is, it's real close to Revelation. Right next to Jude. I received a postcard this week from my mother. And she wants me to send a thank you to you. So if she wants me to send a thank you, I better do it. The card says that you are so good to Gordon, and he was blessed in many ways. Thank you for your gracious people, for a time together. I am overwhelmed with their sweet cards and prayers. Please tell them for me. So I wanted to let you know that she was certainly thankful for this. It was as much a rejuvenating time for him as it was for you. I'm just thank you for your graciousness to him. 3 John. I was reading an interesting article this past week in Christianity Today dealing with the movie of Noah. The movie having a biblical name easily draws in many of us who are believers. But I think one thing that this article does is it reminds us that we should be discreet and thoughtful in where we go and what we do. The article reads this way. Although this movie carries the biblical name Noah, it is not the story of Noah. The director of this movie is a card-carrying atheist and proudly proclaims that this is an unbiblical story ever produced. He expects to be paid, or he expects to pad his pocket with Christians' money while mocking God. God is never mentioned, not even once in the movie. Noah is an angry warrior and not the humble man God called to build the ark. There are rock people that rise out of the group that help Noah with his task. I refuse to put money into the pockets of anyone that denies my God and tries to take advantage of using biblical names and events to make money off Christian people. It's an interesting article that kind of sums up, you know, our thoughts of this particular event. I think it's important to remember that the money that we have and the money that we spend is a way of affirming things and a way of supporting things. 3 John writes this, if you look with me in verse 5. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, especially when they are strangers. And they bear witness to your love before the church, and you would do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men that we may be fellow workers with the truth. In other words, you can either be fellow workers with a lie, or you can be fellow workers with the truth, and how you spend your money has a lot to say in that, that actually involves you. I'm reminded, according to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, that there are those that are wolves in sheep's clothing, and they will try to look, according to 2 Corinthians 11, like angels of light, but they really are those that proclaim darkness. And so how you spend your money will affirm and many times support those things and those people that oftentimes are against and deny our very Savior who died on the cross for us. I think it's important for us to think before we go places and do a little investigating before you go see a movie and see what is happening with this movie. What message are they trying to send? And many times these movies, under the guise of Christian or under the guise of Bible, are literally doing the opposite. Father, we give you thanks for your word that directs us and that we have a privilege, an opportunity of investing in that which is eternal. Thank you for allowing us this privilege. In Jesus' name, amen.